Good morning. This is Chair Rena Moran. Pursuant to House Rule 10.01, I call this remote meeting of the House Ways and Means Committee for March the 21st, 2022 to order. Ms. Anna, please take the roll for attendance.
Representative Rena Moran.
Present.
Vice Chair Olson.
Present.
Representative Garofalo.
Garofalo present.
Representative Albright.
Albright present.
Representative Becker-Finn.
Present.
Representative Bernardi. Representative Eklund.
Present.
Representative Hansen. Representative Hassan.
Hassan is present.
Representative Hertas. Oh, Hertas is
Hansen present.
Representative Hornstein.
Hornstein present.
Hansen present. Hornstein present. Representative Johnson.
Present.
Representative Kreshaw.
Kreshaw present.
Representative Liebling.
Present.
Representative Lilly.
Lilly is excused.
Lilly is excused. Representative Mariani. Representative Marquardt.
Marquardt present.
Representative Miller.
Miller present.
Representative Nash.
Nash present.
Representative Nelson. Representative Noor.
Noor present.
Representative O'Neill. Representative Pulaski.
Pulaski present.
Representative Petersburg.
Petersburg present.
Representative Pinto. Representative Schumacher.
Schumacher present.
Representative Schultz.
Present.
Representative Scott.
Here.
Representative Sundin.
Sundin present.
And Representative Bernardi.
Present.
Representative Mariani. Representative Nelson. Representative O'Neill.
O'Neill present.
And Representative Pinto. Madam Chair, a quorum is present.
Okay, a quorum is present. So the next item on the agenda is approval of the minutes from our hearing on March the 14th. The minutes were included in the hearing documents mailed to you by committee staff. Are there any questions or corrections on the minutes? If not, the chair will entertain a motion to approve.
So moved, Madam Chair.
Vice Chair Olson moves approval of the minutes for March 14, 2022. Please unmute briefly for a voice vote. All in favor of approving the minutes, say aye.
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 All opposed? The motion prevails and the minutes are approved. So members, we have three bills on the agenda today. I think all of the bills have moved through the process with bipartisan support. So perhaps today we will move quickly. So first up is Representative Listigar with Senate File 3372, which deals with the ALS research funding. This bill came to us from the Higher Education Finance and Policy Committee to get the bill before the committee. The chair moves that House File 3372 be recommended for placement on a general register. Welcome to the committee, Representative Listigar. I believe I saw Listigar here nice and early today.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you now. Welcome to the committee.
Madam Chair, can you hear me?
Yes. Representative Listigar, we can hear you. Thank you. Chair Schultz has an amendment that I understand that you support, Representative Listigar.
I'm going to shut off, Madam Chair, my apologies. I'm in my office. I'm going to shut off my...
I can hear you.
Can you see me?
I can see you and hear you.
All right, wonderful.
You sound and look
good. You are cutting in and out there.
Okay. So we know that Chair Schultz has an amendment that I understand you support. Is that correct?
That is correct, Madam Chair.
Okay, good. So let's begin with a brief introduction of your bill before we move to the amendment.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Well, thank you, Madam Chair and committee members. I'm here to ask for your support for this bill appropriating $25 million for ALS research and caregiving grants to speed us along the path to finding a cure for a disease that has devastated so many, including my dear friend and our colleague, Senator David Tomassoni, who is currently dealing with it as we speak. Also to provide relief for individuals and families who are struggling with the difficulties of the disease and the treatment. And I'm here with you to make sure that we do find a cure so that at some point in the future, no Minnesotans need to wonder or feel the effects of this devastating disease, ALS. ALS disease, in which a person loses connection with the muscle. People with ALS lose their ability to walk, talk, eat, and eventually to breathe. ALS usually strikes people between the ages of 40 and 70, but it can strike anyone at any time. In Minnesota, there's an average of 450 people living with ALS at any given time. Although there is not a cure or a treatment that halts ALS, scientists have made significant progress in understanding what causes it. One example is the Healy Platform Trial that is currently being tried at the Mayo Clinic, the University of Minnesota, Essentia Health in Duluth. This new way of doing research will speed up the drug development by reducing cost of research by 30% and decreasing the trial time by 50%. But it will require ongoing funding to see these drug trials through. This bill aims to continue to push research forward. With $20 million dedicated to ALS research in Minnesota, we can see some of these preliminary trials enhanced. We could gain a better understanding of how and why ALS impacts people and move towards finding effective treatment and ultimately a cure. This bill also provides grants that will go to assist individuals and their families who are faced with providing care for these patients. So much of what needs to be done to assist patients does not fall within the coverage service of health insurance. Meals, transportation are just the beginning examples of what things a person may need. These grants are essential to preserving the quality of life for those dealing with ALS and their families. ALS does not have to be a disease that is always fatal. This bill could and will help make sure the people living with this disease will eventually find a cure and have a quality of life in the meantime. People with ALS deserve that. They deserve our attention, and it has been far too long that we've been underfunding the research for this disease. Minnesota has a wonderful opportunity to be a leader in the ALS space and move us forward in significant ways. Thank you, Madam Chair, and I believe that there is an amendment, and that amendment was taken out so we could speed and go through the process. And I think that's the motion that Representative Schultz has, and that is to reinstate $5 million into the caregiving program.
All right, that is the amendment. Thank you. Is there any questions to that DE2, the DE2 amendment that Representative Mr. Guard just explained? Okay, any questions to the bill?
Chair Moran?
Yes.
I think you need to move that amendment and then go ahead and vote on that amendment.
Okay. So, since there's no questions to that amendment, the S3372DE2 amendment is before us. Please unmute your microphone. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, say nay. The motion prevails and the amendment is adopted. I don't see any other pre-filed amendments. So the bill as amended is before us. Representative Listergaard, do you have any further comments to add before we move to questions? Okay, so I see Representative Garofalo has a question to Representative Garofalo.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm just confirming I reviewed the amendment last night, but none of this is ongoing expenditures. This is still one-time expenditures. Is that correct for both Representative Schultz, Representative Listergaard, or nonpartisan research that we're still dealing with one-time expenses?
I do believe that it is a straight appropriation with no fiscal note was necessary, but to Representative Schultz or Listergaard, one time.
Madam Chair, that is correct.
Yes, correct. Okay. Representative Garofalo.
Thank you, Madam Chair. You know, I do think, obviously, I think very highly of Senator Tomasoni. I think all of us do. I do want to make sure that we are cautious as we approach this going forward when we're having one-time appropriations. I'll be voting yes today. Any concerns I have, I'll be speaking offline with people today. But again, Representative Listergaard, Representative Schultz, thanks for bringing this forward. ALS is a, you know, it's a horrible disease, and the sooner we can find a cure, regardless of what the role of the state government of Minnesota is, a good thing. So I'll be voting yes. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions to the bill? Okay. Well, seeing no further discussion, any closing comments, Representative Listergaard, before we vote?
No, thank you, Madam Chair and committee members, for your support.
Okay, so the motion that Senate File 3372 as amended be recommended for placement on the general register. Ms. Anna, please take the roll.
Chair Moran.
Aye.
Chair Moran, aye. Vice Chair Olson.
Aye.
Olson, aye. Representative Garofalo.
Garofalo, aye.
Garofalo, aye. Representative Albright.
Albright, aye.
Albright, aye. Representative Becker Finn. Representative Bernardi?
Aye.
Bernardi, aye. Representative Eklund?
Eklund, aye.
Eklund, aye. Representative Hansen?
Aye.
Hansen, aye. Representative Hassan?
Hassan, aye.
Hassan, aye. Representative Hertas, excused. Representative Hornstein?
Hornstein, aye.
Hornstein, aye. Representative Johnson?
Aye.
Johnson, aye. Representative Kreisha?
Kreisha, aye.
Kreisha, aye. Representative Liebling, excused. Representative Lilly, excused. Representative Mariani?
Mariani, aye.
Mariani, aye. Representative Marquardt?
Marquardt, aye.
Marquardt, aye. Representative Miller?
Miller, aye.
Miller, aye. Representative Nash?
Aye.
Nash, aye. Representative Nelson?
Nelson, aye.
Nelson, aye. Representative Noor?
Noor, aye.
Noor, aye. Representative O'Neill?
O'Neill, aye.
O'Neill, aye. Representative Pulaski?
Pulaski, aye.
Pulaski, aye. Representative Petersburg?
Petersburg, aye.
Petersburg, aye. Representative Pinto?
Aye.
Pinto, aye. Representative Schumacher?
Schumacher, aye.
Schumacher, aye. Representative Schultz?
Schultz, aye.
Schultz, aye. Representative Scott?
Aye.
Scott, aye. Representative Sundin?
Sundin, aye.
Sundin, aye. And Representative Beckerfin? Right. That is 25 ayes and no nays.
Chair Moran, you're on mute.
Are you kidding? You guys hear any of that? Nothing. Okay. Let's try this again. So this bill came to us from State Government Finance Committee. To get it before the committee, the chair moves that House File 4165 be recommended for placement on the general register. So welcome to the committee, Representative Jordan. Please tell us about your bill with a focus on the fiscal impact.
Madam Chair, I hate to interrupt. This is Representative Mariani.
Yes, Representative Mariani.
I'm the only one who didn't hear it, I think for the record, you need to verbalize the final vote on the last vote.
We didn't hear that neither. Okay. So there have been 25 ayes and 0 nays. The motion prevails and Senate File 3372, as amended, is recommended for placement on the general register. And I also said, thank you, Representative Listigard. Okay. Thank you for that, Chair Mariani.
Of course.
Okay. So before us, we have Representative Jordan. Can you explain your bill to us with a focus on the fiscal impact?
Yes. Thank you, Madam Chair. And good morning, members of the committee. Today, I am here to present House File 4165, which divests the State Board of Investment from the Russian Federation and the Republic of Belarus and codifies Governor Walz's executive order to direct our state agencies to terminate contracts in Russia and Belarus with Russian and Belarusian entities. This bill would also prohibit future investments in these countries from SBI and state agencies, and there is no fiscal impact of this bill. As someone who represents the center of Minnesota's Ukrainian-American community, I have been overwhelmed by this bill's bipartisan and bicameral support. And since the start of Putin's invasion, thousands of Ukrainian civilians have been killed and millions have been displaced. The siege of Kyiv is now the largest urban battle since World War II. Our screens have been filled with images of bombed maternity hospitals, slain families, and frantic refugees lined up to enter other countries. I've spoken to Ukrainians across the state who all have unique stories to share about how this war has impacted them and their family. They all have unique stories of family members fleeing to other countries, taking up arms, or hiding in shelters. What's worse is when you hear that many of our neighbors are forced to watch the bombing of their homeland without having heard from friends or family since February. They're left to wonder how they're living without water or electricity and how they're staying safe from the shelling from Russia. Although each individual story is uniquely devastating, one message has been universal. Russia must be stopped. This bill, while small, is an action we can take to stop Putin and his army from further atrocities in Ukraine. The global community has stepped up to condemn these actions by targeting the Russian economy. Minnesota can join them by divesting our state agencies and state pensions from Putin's war machine. Pension holders do not want their retirement, want to fund their retirement from bloodshed, and Minnesotans do not want state agencies to serve them while holding contracts in Russia and Belarus. Again, there is no fiscal cost to taking these actions, and so there is absolutely no reason not to pass this bill. Members, I'm happy to stand for questions, and I want to thank Minnesotans who have proudly supported this bill and the brave Ukrainian Minnesotans in particular for their support. Thank you for your time today.
Thank you, Representative Jordan. So there was a complete fiscal note that was provided for your reference if you want to see that. We have a couple of questions, Representative Jordan. We're going to start with Representative Miller.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just a technical note. I may have missed this, but I don't know that this bill was moved before the body for where it was going to go.
No,
did I miss that?
No, I usually, I did not state that before. But it will be going to the general register, which I usually state before, usually in my statements after we take the vote. But for informational purposes, it will be going to the general register.
Thank you,
Representative Miller. Representative Nash.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you, Representative Jordan. I'm pleased to be a co-author on this bill. I do think that it's a good thing for us to divest ourselves of investments in these countries. As I said at the press conference that we attended along with Representative Hornstein and some others, sovereignty matters, and I am pleased that this bill is making its way through the legislature. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Okay. Representative Garofalo.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Representative Jordan, thanks for bringing this forward. It's a good idea. I hope everyone in the committee supports it today.
Are there any other questions? And Representative Miller, in the midst of me opening up my statement and being on mute, I believe I did say it, but I should have repeated it at the end, according to my notes. So thank you so much for that inquiry. So seeing no further discussion, any closing comments, Representative Jordan, before we vote?
Thank you, members, for joining an ever-growing number of democracies in standing up to the atrocities committed in Ukraine, not only because standing against tyranny is always the right thing to do, but because we can't allow a single cent from our state to line the pockets of oligarch and despots who sanction the murder of innocent civilians. I ask for your support today. Thank you.
So the motion that House File 4165 be recommended for placement on the General Register is before us. Ms. Anna, please take the roll.
Chair Moran.
Aye.
Chair Moran, aye. Vice Chair Olson.
Aye.
Olson, aye. Representative Garofalo.
Garofalo, aye.
Garofalo, aye. Representative Albright.
Albright, aye.
Albright, aye. Representative Becker Finn.
Becker Finn, aye.
Becker Finn, aye. Representative Bernardi.
Aye.
Bernardi, aye. Representative Eklund.
Eklund, aye.
Eklund, aye. Representative Hansen. Representative Hassan.
Hassan votes aye.
Hassan, aye. Representative Hertas. Excused. Representative Hornstein.
Hornstein, aye.
Hornstein, aye. Representative Johnson.
Aye.
Johnson, aye. Representative Kreshaw.
Kreshaw, aye.
Kreshaw, aye. Representative Liebling.
Aye.
Liebling, aye. Representative Lilly, excused. Representative Mariani.
Mariani, aye.
Mariani, aye. Representative Marquardt.
Marquardt, aye.
Marquardt, aye. Representative Miller.
Miller, aye.
Miller, aye. Representative Nash.
Nash, aye.
Nash, aye. Representative Nelson.
Nelson, aye.
Nelson, aye. Representative Noor.
Noor, aye.
Noor, aye. Representative O'Neill.
O'Neill, aye.
O'Neill, aye. Representative Pulaski.
Pulaski, aye.
Pulaski, aye. Representative Petersburg.
Petersburg, aye.
Petersburg, aye. Representative Pinto.
Aye.
Pinto, aye. Representative Schumacher.
Schumacher, aye.
Schumacher, aye. Representative Schultz.
Schultz, aye.
Schultz, aye. Representative Scott.
Yes.
Representative Scott, aye. Representative Sundin.
Sundin, aye.
Sundin, aye. And Representative Hansen. That is 26 ayes and no nays.
There being 26 ayes and zero nays, the motion prevails and House File 4165 is recommended for placement on the General Register. Thank you, Representative Jordan. So, members, the last bill on the agenda is House File 3534 by Representative Wazlowick. Sorry, Representative Wazlowick. So, I want to welcome to the committee, Representative Wazlowick. So, this is a bill that deals with the uses of horse racing breeders funds. The bill was heard in state government finance and then recalled to the Ways and Means on the floor. So the chair would move that House File 3545 be recommended for placement on the General Register. Welcome to the committee, Representative Wazlowick. Please tell us about your bill with a focus on the fiscal component.
Thank you, Madam Chair and committee members. House File 3545 is a relatively simple bill. It makes changes to language regarding the Breeders' Fund, the purpose of which is to encourage breeding and racing of quality horses in Minnesota. The bill adds language authorizing certain fee deposits in the Breeders' Fund to be used to support the adoption, retirement, and repurposing of racehorses. This will help ensure that retired racehorses are taken care of after the racing careers are over. The horse racing industry has an economic impact of $409.2 million in 2015 and provided 5,590 jobs. Allowing this money in the Breeders' Fund to be used for these purposes will not only ensure that retired racehorses are taken care of, but it will incentivize folks to stay in Minnesota. If you look at the fiscal note, the only real fiscal implications of this bill are that there will be, from my understanding of reading the fiscal note, there'll be more expenditures from the Breeders' Fund. There's currently almost $500,000 sitting in the Breeders' Fund, and allowing for expanding the uses of the fund will mean that there will be more expenditures coming out of that fund to be used for these purposes. This bill passed unanimously in the Senate State Government Committee, and hopeful to get some bipartisan support today. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Wasowick. So there was no amendment that were pre-filed. There is a fiscal note for your reference. And so why don't we open it up to questions? I see Representative Garofalo.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Representative Wasowick, thanks for bringing this bill forward. I noticed that in the House committee, there were some no votes on the bill. My understanding is this bill is permissive. It doesn't prescribe it. There's no fee increases. There's no additional costs. It just really provides the flexibility. My first question is, am I right in the way I just described the bill? My second question is, do you know why some people voted against this bill earlier in the committee process?
Representative Wasowick.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and Representative Garofalo. So from my understanding, that is exactly what the bill does. It's not saying that money must be spent on that. It's simply allowing the Breeders' Fund funds to be used for those purposes if that is something that they need to be used for. And I believe the no votes, just based on the comments that were made, there was some concern that breeders themselves should be paying these costs. Mr. May from the Minnesota Racing Commission had provided information to me that breeders, the Canterbury Park folks and so-called horse people, folks who breed these horses, do commit some money to that. So over $100,000 does go from them to these to help with the retirement costs. This is an additional use of that money to also help with those retirement costs. And I think that seemed to be the reason, was folks wanted the breeders to have some responsibility in this, but they are already contributing money to that cause.
Representative Garofalo.
Okay. Well, thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you, Representative Wasowick. I'll be voting in favor of your bill today. Thanks for bringing it forward. Again, I think it's a good idea to be giving flexibility to the MRC to be able to choose to use these funds, which really they are responsible for paying for. It gives them the flexibility if they choose to use it this way. So I'll be voting yes today. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. Representative Nash.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and to the author. I believe at one stop along the way, there was some discussion that this was by one dissenting vote, that this was viewed as a tax on Minnesotans. Could you just clarify once again through your fiscal note that this does not increase taxes, fees, or expenditures, or taxes or fees to any Minnesotan that isn't putting funds into the Breeders' Fund already?
Representative Wasowick.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Yep, Representative Nash, that is correct. There's not an increase. It's just allowing the money that's already there, that's already generated from the ADWs, the advanced deposit wagering. It's allowing that percentage of funds that goes into the Breeders' Fund to be used for different purposes. So it's not an increase. It's not increasing a tax on anyone. It's just saying the money that's already generated through the mechanism that already exists can now be used for other purposes.
Representative Nash.
Yeah, thank you, Madam Chair. I just wanted to make sure that was clarified. I knew it to be SAC, but there was a member in a previous committee stop that I think had misconstrued it and had stated it was a new tax. And I just wanted to make sure that was not brought forward. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Is there any further questions? Okay. Seeing none, any closing comment, Representative Wasowick, before we go to the vote?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just want to again say that the horse racing industry is a great economic driver for our state, and this is a way that we can incentivize folks to stay in the state, to keep their businesses here, and also to ensure that the horses, once they're done racing, are treated well in retirement. So hope you can support the bill. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. So the motion that House File 3545 be recommended for placement on a general register is before us. Ms. Anna, please take the roll.
Moran.
Aye.
Moran, aye. Vice Chair Olson.
Aye.
Olson, aye. Representative Garofalo.
Garofalo, aye.
Garofalo, aye. Representative Albright.
Albright, aye.
Albright, aye. Representative Becker-Finn, excused. Representative
Becker-Finn, Becker-Finn, aye.
Becker-Finn, aye. Representative Bernardi.
Bernardi, aye.
Bernardi, aye. Representative Eklund.
Eklund, aye.
Eklund, aye. Representative Hansen.
Hansen, aye.
Hansen, aye. Representative Hassan.
Hassan votes aye.
Hassan, aye. Representative Hertas. Hertas excused. Representative Hornstein.
Hornstein, aye.
Hornstein, aye. Representative Johnson.
Johnson, aye.
Johnson, aye. Representative Kreshaw.
Kreshaw, no.
Kreshaw, no. Representative Liebling.
Aye.
Liebling, aye. Representative Lilly, excused. Representative Mariani.
Mariani, aye.
Mariani, aye. Representative Marquardt.
Marquardt, aye.
Marquardt, aye. Representative Miller.
Miller, aye.
Miller, aye. Representative Nash.
Nash, aye.
Nash, aye. Representative Nelson.
Nelson, aye.
Nelson, aye. Representative Noor.
Noor, aye.
Noor, aye. Representative O'Neill.
O'Neill, aye.
O'Neill, aye. Representative Pulowski.
Pulowski, aye.
Pulowski, aye. Representative Petersburg.
Petersburg, aye.
Petersburg, aye. Representative Pinto.
Aye.
Pinto, aye. Representative Schumacher.
Schumacher, aye.
Schumacher, aye. Representative Schultz.
Schultz, aye.
Schultz, aye. Representative Scott.
Aye.
Scott, aye. And Representative Sundin.
Sundin, aye.
Sundin, aye. So that is 26 ayes and one nay.
So there have been 26 ayes and zero nays. The motion prevails. House File 3545 is recommended for placement on the General Register. Thank you so much, Representative Wasowick. Representative Garofalo.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And just first things first, I want to make sure we're done with today's business.
We are done with today's business.
Okay, thank you. You can hear me.
Yes.
I just wanted to make sure. So now that the state office building is open, now that we have access to the Capitol, I took a look at the Capitol schedule this morning. There really is no reason for us not to be meeting in person. I realize that there are technological limitations that are not allowing hybrid committees in the state office building. However, that exists in the Capitol. And given in the committee space available right now, room 120 is available this morning. There are other rooms in the Capitol that provide that. I would just, on behalf of the entire Republican membership of this committee, we want to strongly encourage you to have the Ways and Means hearings in person for various reasons. But I would just very strongly encourage you to do that. And at a leadership level, for the Speaker and Minority Leader to be having these conversations, we have members of this body who have never been physically in a committee room, and it's time for that. It's time for the Zoom stuff to end and for us to get in person, Madam Chair. And I just want to—I know this is something we've said before, but there are at this point there are zero reasons why the SOB is open. We have committee space for this committee in the Capitol. Let's do it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Representative Garofalo. Representative Nash.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I believe on the last bill, you said that there were no dissenting votes. I believe you may want to ask the committee administrator to, or the committee assistant to read the vote tally again. I believe that there was one dissenting vote.
Ms. Anna, what was the vote on the last bill?
26 ayes and one nay.
Okay. And did I say zero nays? Representative Nash.
Yes, Madam Chair. I just wanted to make sure that for posterity it was done correctly.
Gosh, you guys are awesome today. You're catching. Thank you for the catch. Ms. Anna, please allow the record to reflect 26 ayes and one nay. Thank you. So, members and Representative Garofalo, you know, we're working on that process of maybe trying to do some hybrid hearings. I do believe that it is important that we have an opportunity and create an opportunity for us to be in person and to be able to meet and greet each other in person. I think that's a really important part of who we are and what we do here in this legislative body. And so as we come to the first deadline and we know that more meetings will be coming through Ways and Means. I think that that is something that I know I would like to see. I will be having further conversation with leadership to see that we can navigate that process of using the Capitol space for our meetings. And so I would keep us all in tune to what that looks like. Representative Nash. Your hand is up.
Nothing for me.
All right. Okay. So with that, members, that concludes our business for the day. Thank you for your work today, and this meeting is adjourned.